Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grombacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guests, the strong and powerful Samira and Jay Harvey. Samira and Jay, are you ready to do this?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Excellent. Let's do this. Samira and Jay are the founders of Trailer Cash Academy, the fastest growing mobile home investing education and training program in the United States. I'm excited to have you on. Samira and Jay, tell us a little bit about your personal lives, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, so first and foremost, mobile home investing, it isn't something that we just randomly found. We kind of took the school of hard knocks with real estate investing. Samira and I, we both come from the corporate world, but we reached a point in our corporate journey that we were just like, man, we're not feeling fulfilled. We're not feeling like, you know, we're being purposeful and intentional with our time. We want to do more. So we tried a few things together. We tried selling crazy rap things. We were looking into personal training, fitness, and boot camps. And eventually we stumbled upon real estate investing. However, our first couple of deals, first one, we lost $30,000 with working with a shady mentor. Then the second deal, we had about 60 grand tied up into a burnout property. So it took us about 15 months just to make a profit on that one.
Yeah, so we were pretty much, you know, we jumped into real estate really fast. We lost really fast as well. Yeah. And we really needed a new way to still bring hope to the situation and find a new way to kind of get out of the current losses that we had. And that's when we actually stumbled across mobile home investing. And we actually went to just a local meetup, and there was an older gentleman there talking about how he was, you know, flipping 4 or 5 mobile homes per month, making anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000 a month. And he was using very little of his own money, no more than, you know, $5,000 to $7,000 of his own money. And we were like, man, that sounds interesting. That's not something a lot of people are talking about. So we kind of jumped into mobile home investing as well. Within, 6 months, we were actually, you know, doing multiple deals. We were able to both leave our full-time jobs. And then within 2.5 years, we had completed over 300 mobile home transactions. And so now we're actually teaching other students how to do mobile home investing. And we specialize in mobile home inside of mobile home parks. And so it's been a great journey, but it was definitely a roundabout journey to get to mobile home investing.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate that. And how disheartening, for sure, how frustrating after, you know, unfortunately, I think you said $30,000 where you sort of lost that, and then you had money tied up in another bad deal. Was there a time where you almost said, you know, forget the whole thing, let's go back to the corporate world?
Oh, absolutely. Just because that was the most comfortable thing to do. But we started talking to each other and we started doing the math. We're like, man, it's going to take us years and years to pay off this debt. Doesn't really make sense to do that, especially since we're so unhappy. So we made a decision. We're like, hey, we learned our way up to this point. Now we just have to figure out a way to learn our way out of it.
Yeah. So we knew that staying in corporate America just wasn't going to cut it. And we had already jumped in, and we were in so deep that we were like, man, we have to figure out a way to make this work.
Yeah. I appreciate that, and you did, so congratulations. It's got to be a good feeling for sure. And then you look back on those bad experiences, you're like, okay, so we got bad mentorship and bad information and bad coaching, and then we made a bad deal. So, you know, what would be awesome is if we could package this up and help people make or not make the same mistakes that we made. I have to imagine that was a big motivator for putting together the academy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it is, you know, we see a lot of people, you know, wanting to get into real estate investing and kind of struggling. You know, they, you know, you hear you need a lot of money, you need a big team, you need all these resources. And, you know, for us, we just didn't have that. And so we just thought this was an amazing way to be able to help people start investing now, not have to wait, and get into a niche that just not a lot of people talk about that's really lucrative.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So let's talk about that. Mobile home investing. So I imagine there's probably, well, are there lots of different ways to potentially do mobile home investing? And how did you decide? And then tell me again exactly what it is that you're doing and how you decided on that.
There's actually many ways. We actually took all of the strategies that we learned from the real estate side and just kind of merged it with mobile home investing. So we specifically look at mobile homes in parks, and it's great because you can buy homes, you can buy and hold them, you can fix and flip them, you can sell them to be moved, you can move them to land, you can even wholesale and broker these deals. So that's actually what we're doing a lot of right now. Initially, we focused on buy and hold so we can replace our salaries, and then we just focused on generating as much revenue as possible through wholesaling and brokering. And actually, with the majority of students that come through our program, we say, hey, you guys should be focused on building up your revenue and your business as soon as possible as well, so that when those opportunities come to buy and hold or fix and flip, at least the revenue from your business can pay for those versus your hard-earned money. So we're doing a lot of wholesaling and brokering right now.
When you tell people, I can show you how to become financially successful by buying and selling or investing in mobile homes, do they have like negative thoughts about mobile homes that you have to overcome? What's sort of people's initial impression?
Oh yeah. And I relate. You know, when Jay came to me with this opportunity, he was the one that actually went to that meetup, and he brought it back super excited, like, we're gonna invest in mobile homes. And I'm like, right there. Like the 8 Mile, the trailer trash, like those.
Yeah.
I was not open to the opportunity, but you know, there's a lot of stigma around mobile homes and trailer parks and all of that. But what we've learned through this process is that, you know, affordable housing in America is in a huge shortage. It's in a very, very high demand. And, you know, the communities are very similar to any other single family communities. A lot of the people living in there, they're, you know, working class. They, you know, have families, they have goals, they have dreams, just like everybody else. And it's really just about going in with a heart to serve and helping them kind of with whatever struggle that they're going into. And, you know, there's of course, you know, 1 and 2 star parks. We kind of stay out of the 1 and 2 star level parks, so we don't really suggest investing in those communities. But the 3, 4, and 5 star parks can be amazing. They're beautiful, they're well taken care of, and the people in there need help. And especially because, you know, there's just not a lot of people in mobile home communities that are doing what we do. So there's a big need, and we just want to serve that need.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. And I think that if you're going to do anything, your heart better be in the work. Otherwise, you're probably going to burn out or you're not going to be as good at it. So when you say that these people need help, what does that mean?
Yeah, so, you know, they need help selling their homes. You know, a lot of times they're facing financial crisis, just like any other people in single family homes that are motivated to sell their properties. You know, they need help selling their properties. They need help. They need financial assistance and someone that can kind of come in and give them an offer for their mobile home. However, if they talk to most other real estate investors, they're just a majority of them. They don't know what to do with these mobile homes. They're considered personal property and not real estate. And so a lot of times they get these opportunities and they throw them in the trash because they think there's no value in them.
And many of the buyers, you know, when we're talking about the affordable housing crisis that's going on in America, nobody really talks about it. So there's thousands and thousands of people out there that actually are looking to these homes. It's an affordable way of living. Some of them, they can't afford a single family home, maybe they can't get qualified for it, maybe this is a stepping stone, or maybe some of them are choosing to live a more affordable lifestyle, and that's where we come in. Even individuals that have parcels of land that are looking to put mobile homes on those parcels of land, a lot of people aren't serving them. So there's a lot of opportunity out here, and there's a lot of people that need what we have to offer.
Yeah, well, I certainly know that to be true. We were talking a little bit before we got started that I live in Arizona, and we are facing a huge crisis of affordable housing here, and I'm sure that that's true all over the country. And it's also fascinating to me that at least where I put my attention on the internet is I'm fascinated by tiny houses, and I think that these container homes are pretty cool. And I was thinking, well, aren't these essentially just mobile homes? And a lot of the time they're extremely similar. So I would imagine that the stigma is changing, but just that the need is pretty enormous.
Yeah, and there's many more investors year over year that are starting to get involved. And there's a lot of parks out there that are also enhancing their communities, bringing in better homes that look like single family homes once they're put in place. And with more and more investors going into the market and spreading the word, there's actually more and more people starting to look at mobile homes as a solid opportunity for them and their family. Like I mentioned earlier, a lot of people looking at this as a stepping stone. Maybe they need to save money. Maybe they need to build up their credit. And this is where we come into play.
Yeah, because, you know, lot rent in most communities is, you know, half of what someone would pay on a monthly basis for, you know, a similar size or even smaller apartment. And, you know, you don't have nearly as much privacy. You don't own anything. You can't change anything. You're connected wall to wall with your neighbors. So a lot of the families that we serve, they just want more space, more privacy, and they want home ownership. And this is a way for them to get started with that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Earlier, you mentioned personal property versus real estate. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, so with real estate, of course, you're dealing with deeds. With mobile homes, we're more so dealing with titles. Mm. So mobile homes and manufactured homes, they're more similar to a actual car in terms of a transaction, which means there are just less parties involved. We don't really need to go through like an agent's title agency. We don't need to go through escrow for the most part. We don't need a bunch of appraisers and inspections done with these homes. In many states, these homes can be bought and sold in a matter of minutes or hours, even less than a week, just because, again, it's considered personal property versus like actual real estate.
And, you know, what if you decide to affix the mobile home to land and actually attach it to the land, then it will change into real estate. So it can become real estate once there's land involved. But with what we're doing, we're just focused on just the manufactured home. We don't buy and sell the land with it. And so it's just personal property.
I will say it is, you know, a lot harder to get loans. There are a handful of banks and institutions out there that will not loan on mobile homes in parks versus with actual real estate. So that's why when we come in and we're offering, you know, seller financing for a lot of these individuals, that if it wasn't for this mobile home in the park, they just wouldn't be able to get into actual home. They're coming to us in numbers, like the huge numbers, because of the need. And there's not a lot of mobile home parks that are being built in America right now. So high demand, low supply.
Got it. So what do I need to get started? Do I need licensing? Do I need insurance? Do I need, how much money do I need?
So it really depends on your goals and, you know, what you're trying to accomplish. Most states, every state is different. So in some states, after you do a number of transactions, they do require you to get your mobile home dealer's license. So you may have to get a license to do this. Not necessarily any insurance. You know, with the license, you may become bonded. You may have to get a bond. So it really just depends state over state. And as far as, you know, money to actually get started, what we really encourage a lot of our newbies and the people that are new students is to really focus on our no money down strategies, which are wholesaling and brokering, where you can actually go in, serve a client, use your time and knowledge and not necessarily your money to actually get started with flipping these homes.
Yeah, I say outside of purchasing a blueprint, some type of knowledge for yourself, actually getting started, you can get started with less than $1,000 actually getting into finding homes and selling homes.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, cool. And I think that you hit the nail on the head. I asked kind of a dumb question of how to get started. Really, it really does come down to what your objectives are.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There are some people that come in and say, hey, you know, I specifically just want to build cash flow. I'm not really interested in doing quick cash deals. You know, I happen to like my job, but just want to have some additional cash flow coming in. Some people, they really want to build confidence. They want to get into real estate. However, what they really want is just the confidence to close a deal. And then mobile home investing just becomes a stepping stone into, you know, other opportunities out there in the real estate niche.
Yeah, and then there's other people that take this and they run with it and they become mobile home experts and really build their business, you know, within these communities and even expanding to mobile homes with land and mobile home parks. So it's really whatever journey that you want to take it with, but it's a great place to get started because the price points of these homes are so much less than, you know, your traditional single family homes.
Got it. Nice. So for people who are listening and say, well, you know what, a lot of this really sounds good to me. Who is this not for?
That's a really, really good question. I would say this is not for someone that is expecting to come into this niche and just make money overnight. I would say, you know, these deals are simple in comparison to actually real estate, but they do take work. A lot of these, you have to do some due diligence, sometimes on the title, sometimes on the seller, even with your buyer. There's a lot of work that goes into even finding these homes and, of course, finding your buyer. So if you're just looking to get into this and not put at least 10 to 15 hours a week into it, then I would say this niche isn't for you.
Yeah, and I would add on to that, you know, some people think that because we're working with affordable housing and people that are in a lower income, that some people come into this with a mindset of taking advantage of that. And that's not what this is for. Honestly, people in mobile home communities speak, it's about building a good reputation. And, you know, we feel that it's best to come into this with the heart, like I said, to serve and really trying to help, instead of trying to take advantage of people because maybe they don't have enough money, or, you know, they're in a maybe financial crisis. Mm-hmm. It's really about helping them and serving them and treating them with respect, because your reputation does carry quickly.
And that goes into, like, if you're just looking to get into this niche to make money,
yeah,
you can do that. But like you mentioned, that reputation goes far. You know, these clients, they need our help. So if you're not looking to serve first and be a servant leader in this niche, it's not really going to work out for you.
Got it. Makes sense. Yeah. Well, Samir and Jay, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I would say, starting off, I know we're going to be different here. Savage-making tip, I would say going into the day, making sure that you have your day planned out. Whatever goal that you have, if you're not time-blocking your time, you know, mastering your time, you're never going to master your life. I think it's so simple, but just whipping out your phone, going into the Google Calendar, figuring out what my priority is for the week, so then I can back into this day today, what is my priority for today, so that I can hit my priority for the week, and just literally time blocking your time so that you're looking up, it's not 10 a.m. and then all of a sudden, man, it's 5 o'clock and you're feeling bad that you didn't get anything done. You're just mapping things out based on a priority schedule.
Yeah, and I would say something that we actually preach. We preach this to a lot of our students, is really just taking imperfect action and getting out there and starting now instead of waiting for your situation or your environment to be perfect. It's really about you getting out there and just doing and learning as you go. Because I know a lot of people, especially when they're first getting started with real estate, they get really caught up in the fear and what if I don't know the answer and what if this happens. But until they actually get out there and start taking that action, nothing really moves forward. So one thing we always say is you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. And so it's really about just doing now and learning as you go.
Well, those are both great. I think they both definitely get a come on.
Come on.
That's awesome. You gotta watch your time, and for sure, take imperfect action. You gotta get started. So I love it. Well, Samir and Jay, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and how can they engage with you?
Absolutely. No, we appreciate you having us. And if you want to know more about mobile home investing and how to get started and kind of what we've been doing and what our students have been doing, YouTube is the best place for you to get caught up with us. So we've got a ton of free trainings on there. You can go to youtube.com/trailercashacademy and cash with a C. And we've got a ton of information on there about mobile home investing. And then below each of the videos, if you're interested in getting started with us and joining our community, we have an application and a free webinar you can apply for, and we can definitely help you get started.
I love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Samira and Jay your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. You can find them on YouTube at youtube.com/trailercashacademy, cash with a C, and then get signed up for the webinar as well. Thanks again, Samira and Jay.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.